All right, welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for another Africa Discipleship. We are in the midst, this is the fourth lesson in the series, From Babylon to Jerusalem. And it is important to note that God, the God of heaven, desires for us to know what is going to happen. It is his nature, it is his practice to share with his people what is going to take place. Unfortunately, many are going to be caught off guard, but not us. Why? Because we are paying attention now. We are studying. We're applying ourselves. We are allowing ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God. So we continue on the roadmap of major events leading to the return of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to set up the kingdom of God on earth. Now, let us identify the various kingdoms leading up to the Roman Empire. We're given events starting with Babylon and King Nebuchadnezzar. Babylon was taken over by Media Persia. That's the Media Persian Empire, the combination. Media was the first one, and then they combined with Persia, and of course, they referred to in history as Media Persia. And they were an empire. Today, the remnant of that is what we call the Iranians, or Iran, and really it's Iran and Iraq put together. The Persian Empire, as we read in Daniel, the 5th chapter and verse 30 and 31. In fact, let's turn to that quickly. The book of Daniel, chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse 30 and 31 so we get our bearings. It says, that night was Belshazzar, he's the king, Nebuchadnezzar's son, and that king of the he was a king of the Chaldeans, and he was slain. And verse 31 of Daniel chapter 5 says, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. He was about 62 years old, and now he took over. So the transfer has been made from Babylon to Media. And of course, later on, you will see that the Persians come in. Now, the plot advanced to four kingdoms, as explained in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. You remember he said there were four beasts, and one of them had four heads. Well, those were that was the next phase of the revelation. And in Daniel chapter 8, we are given great details of events leading to the end time, Antichrist, and the beast system, which we now look back and we can look at in hindsight and see what is forming in Revelation, the 13th chapter, for our day. So Daniel was showing it into the future, Revelation is showing it into the past and present. All right. Now there was a ram with two horns. One horn was taller than the other. These represent the kings of Media and Persia. We read about that in the 20th verse of Daniel chapter 8. That ram which you saw, having two horns, one are the kings of Media and Persia. Notice that, he's telling us clearly, so we don't have to guess. And the rough goat is the king of Greece, the great horn that is between his head is the first king. Now let's go back to what we were saying. So here it is, we enter the story, and we're actually focusing on Daniel chapter 8 at this point, where you see the ram, he had two horns, one taller than the other. Well, those represents the two kings, one little more powerful than the other, but they were on the same side. But they then come a ram, the ram prospered until the goat with one horn came from the west and defeated this ram. Well, that goat now is Greece. The e-goat represents the king of Greece, verse 21 says, when this goat became great, the horn was taken away. And remember, the horn represents the first king, that was Alexander the Great. And it was replaced by four little horns, according to Daniel chapter 8, verse 22. What does it say? Let's read it again. Now that being broken, that's the first king, whereas four stood up for it. Four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, that but not in its power. Why? Because all the power is actually coming from the devil. And you'll see then they represent that spirit, therefore it is the Antichrist spirit. This spirit of Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen, is described in verses 23 through 25. And it will be dominant again in our time. This is why it is recorded, for us to be able to pay close attention and learn from it, to recognize the model. It is for our time, the end of days, that really most of this are going to take place. So, what I'm saying is that their spirit, you know, we're recognizing that their spiritual dark forces. Spiritual dark force that will transform from one kingdom to the next. Hence, when the final revival of the Roman Empire is executed and is exalted, the Antichrist spirit will be prevalent and will be broken finally by Jesus Christ himself. That's what's going to happen. Look at verse 24. Let's read verses 23 to 25. Now that being broken, no, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentence shall stand up. So that is the Antichrist. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. That's verse 24. Why is not his own power? Because that is given to him by Satan the devil. And he shall destroy wonderfully and shall prosper and practice and shall destroy the mighty and holy people. That's the persecution that is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 25. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by the peace he shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes. So he's going to think he can stand up against Jesus Christ. Well, we know he's going to lose. But he shall be broken without hand. Why? Because it's going to be done supernaturally. Jesus is going to do it. Now clean him up. And of course, that is done from the spirit realm. All right? So we just wanted to go in and let's let you see what is happening leading up to our time. Now we can conclude that Babylonian Empire was replaced by Media Persia Empire, which we just read about, which in turn was replaced by Greece. Now, out of Greece came the Roman Empire, as noted in Daniel, the 7th chapter. You should have studied this in a previous lesson. Our flow of the kingdoms will prove that the next lesson, the 10th resurrection of the Roman Empire, that is in the next lesson, we're going to prove the resurrection of the Roman Empire. We're going to look at those. And the 10th resurrection will be consumed by the kingdom of God with Jerusalem as the main city. So what I'm trying to share with you is that from Babylon, we just read of the kingdom of Babylon, or this empire, and then the Media Persian Empire, then the Greek Empire, and then the Roman Empire. And we were explaining, as it is pointed out in Daniel, the 7th chapter, that the 4th kingdom, which is the Roman Empire, it is going to have 10 resurrections. They are not simultaneous existing as it was for Greece, but they will come up sequentially. And so what is going to happen is then when we will be able to see the final resurrection in our day. All right. Now, it is important to recognize the unity of the flow of the storyline. Notice how it just flows smoothly. Each succeeding kingdom displays or acquires some of the attributes of the previous kingdom. That's why when you look at Revelation, the 13th chapter, and see that beast, it was like a lion, it was like a bear, it has, you know, head of a lion, mouth, you know, like a bear. And in verse 1, in fact, let's turn to it and just read it so you will hear it again in your own ears. But what we are, I'm trying to explain is that it has the characteristics of the ones before it. And I stood up on the sand of the sea, that's verse 1, Revelation 13, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Notice now, this is the composite we are looking at from the book of Revelation. And we had seen them sequentially in the book of Daniel. Now we're looking at the composite. And notice this beast have 7 heads and 10 horns. Well, that's a total of 7 heads we have in Daniel chapter 7. And 10 horns. The fourth beast had 10 horns. So that's what we're seeing. And 10 crowns upon the heads of the name of the beast, of these kings. And it spoke blasphemy, so we know it was from God. The beast that I saw was like a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear. His mouth as the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. That's verse 2. Who is that dragon? Revelation 12:9. That is Satan the devil. So when it says not by his power in the book of Daniel, it's talking about by the devil's, the devil's authority and the devil actually intruding into human affairs and displaying this exceeding power and so on, which it cannot do by itself, so it does it through these human beings, which are eventually going to be destroyed. So, in Revelation, the 13th chapter and verse 1 and 2, which we have just read, we read of the beast with 4 heads and 10 horns. This was the lion, the bear, the leopard, and iron, all composited into one beast. Now, in Revelation, the 17th chapter, it talks again about another viewpoint, so to speak, of this same beast. Let's go to it quickly. Revelation, the 17th chapter, and we're going to pick up the story starting in verse 3. It says, so he carried me away into the spirit. Now, what did this person see? Well, let's back up and go to verse 1. He saw this beast, this lady, this war, riding upon, sitting upon many waters. And verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. So this church really pretending to be a human government at the same time it says it's a church. And so it is corrupting the kings and leaders. And so they send ambassadors there and so on. There was only one church that fit that category. And so the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit, as verse 3, into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of the names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. This is the same beast that we saw in Revelation 13. 7 heads and 10 horns. Well, what is happening is that this church now is directing the spiritual aspect of that beast or that government. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abomination of the earth. I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. So God is going to reveal to us, verse 7. And the angel said unto me, why are you marveling? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which had 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell in the earth shall wonder whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast and was that was and is not and yet is. So that's the beast power that we're talking about. Here is the mind which has wisdom, verse 9 says. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sit. Well, she sit over all these territory. So what you find then is a church leading over these governments, and what you're going to have is the revived Roman Empire. It says in verse 10, there are 7 kings out of 5 are fallen. One is, and the other one is yet to come. Well, the final one that is yet to come is going to be the final resurrection of the Roman Empire. When we study in the next lesson, we will see that three of them were plucked up. The three of the resurrections were plucked up from before the woman, and so from then on, now the final seven all collaborated with this woman or with this church. Okay, you can use those interchangeably. So this is what we're actually seeing taking place. And so the description of the behavior of this power is associated with what we now know as the false prophet. We'll talk more about that in the next lesson. All the kingdoms that we have studied are of the world's culture. The kingdom of God is going to be different. In Isaiah, the second chapter, it says, the word of the Lord will go forth from Jerusalem. That's in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. So we see none of that is taking place now. Very little. The churches are struggling to put out information. Most do not understand it. And so you'll find only a small number of people are learning at this time. And these are the ones who are going to be in the kingdom with Jesus. You are among these folks unless you decide to disqualify yourself. So the word of the Lord will fill the earth when Jesus sets up the kingdom. That's going to be the final result. The word of the Lord is going to fill the earth, as it says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, as the waters cover the sea. And in those days, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the word is going to go forth and just go permeate the whole earth. Today we are still in the age of man. And we, the saints, have to overcome the challenges of the enemy. Satan, the devil, and his demons, that's what we have to overcome. We will win and advance to the kingdom of God. That is what Jesus promises, and that is what we believe. That is what we're going to hold on to. But I wanted to go ahead and just share with you the need for us to identify these various governments and the stages of it, or might paraphrase that, the various stages of the beast system that is developing, that we will be able to recognize it when it comes. And of course, again, you and I will not take the mark of the beast. However, we have to be equipped. That's why we're studying this. We're asking you to study so that you can be prepared. The Bible says we should pray that we can be accounted worthy to escape these things. So we wanted to do this, and we have been able to string together from starting with Babylon to Media Persia, and then to Greece, and then the Roman Empire, and then we are going to identify the various resurrections, and we're still in that now, and we're waiting the final resurrection. We'll look at that more closely in the next lesson. So until then, have a great day. See you next time. May God bless you.